Suppose
my most vivid one had to do with the dad's fight against the Ku Klux Klan during the 1920s, which was of course before your day. There developed in the South a very strong Ku Klux Klan, which was 100% American, and being 100% American meant that you had to isolate the Negroes and the Catholics and the Jews. For some reason or other, they were not 100% American. This, my father found odious, and he began fighting the Ku Klux Klan and fought them for years. As a part of his fight against the Ku Klux Klan, he served as counsel for J. Riley Copeland, who had been involved with the fight against the Ku Klux Klan and had gotten into some altercation. This fight against the Ku Klux Klan led him to support Ma Ferguson when she was running for governor, because one of the planks in her platform was anti-Klan. But the Klan was a very vicious organization. They would serve as prosecutors and judges, and then they would execute the sentence. And members of the Klan were very hostile to my father, and he was threatened, and we were threatened. And for years, we kept a shotgun at the front door of our house. It was never loaded, but we felt we never would have to shoot it. All we would have to do would be to show it. Fortunately, we never even had to show it. But the times were very tense. And now, people I know in Waco who were members of the Ku Klux Klan are ashamed at the recollection that they were members of such an organization.